Welcome on board to Morning Walk, this beautiful morning. This is where we walk in the presence of men and in the sight of God. We're walking on your bridges, we're walking over your borders, we are walking to possess and repossess some territories. Cast me to your loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do we trust. Cause us to know the way when we should walk, because we lift up our soul unto thee. Psalms 143 verse 8. It's morning walk. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let us pray. Our God, we beseech thee this day, this precious moment. Precious is thy promises, and we wait upon them to be fulfilled. Father, we come before thee right now. We ask of the infinite mercy, your gracious love, to empower us, we beg of thee. Hide us in the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you right now. In your gracious name we pray. Amen. Morning walk. Welcome on board. Pause as a nation to say, thank you, Lord, for your benefits. We pause as an individual this time of the day, the moment, on top of the hour to you, wherever you are. But we pause to say, thank you, Lord. We have been spared by the rod from Ian, the Hurricane Ian, that walked past Jamaica just a few days ago. Hurricane Ian walk away from Jamaica, not just Jamaica but also Grand Cayman, and just one little pinch of Cuba, it passed Cuba, but it head over to Florida, where Ian is raging. Ian is raging. But we thank God that we have an intermediator who can hear us when we call. And I can tell you, a few persons pray, a few men and a few women pray, and ask God to differently detour the storm from the part of Cayman Island, Jamaica, and Cuba, excuse me. Yes, my father's children, we must give God thanks. We must give God thanks because his mercies have been enduring forever and ever. My father's children, without the mercies of God, then where would we be? Without the mercies of God, we would awesomely caught up into the hand of death. We could be passed and gone by the mar hand of death. We could be swallowed up, we could gone missing. But guess what happened? We must give God thanks. I want to say thank you all. I want to say thank you all. You, thank you near and far. We say thanks, hats off to you who took time out to give God a word of prayer, to pray for my sister Rona, who was in the anatomy hospital, and yesterday she got released. Yes, yesterday, Thursday, she got released from the hospital. God is a good God. God is a God that never fails. God is a God that will always be on time. He won't fail us. I am putting it to you this morning. God will never fail you. God will never fail me. God will never ever fail the person that is beside you. Any failure is in me, and any failure it is in you. So I pass this morning to tell you that there's a time to give God thanks. A time to give him thanks for his mercies endure it forever. Blessed the name of the Lord. And if you should run over with me to Psalms 1. Psalms 1, a well-known psalm. Most of us know that psalm theoretically could pick in a year. But Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not. Blessed is the man. Watch this. The word blessed therefore means prosperous, happy, contentional. Right? That's what the word happy, blessed therefore meant. Other words can use for blessed: happy, comfortable. But here we're reading from the King James Version, which says, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed, happy is that individual, because we can tell you, a whole heap of people will walk going out of people where. A whole heap of people will walk deliberately going to other person's way to make mischief, to make trouble. But since you are happy, this happiness lies within you. This happiness we are talking about is not contributed to monetary gain. This happiness I'm talking about, it doesn't consist of luxury or legacy. This happiness that I'm talking about doesn't have nothing to do with material issue. This happiness I'm talking about is the happiness that flows like a fountain inside of you. So cares not what you are going through, you are still happy. You still wear a happy face. If you're going to market, you wear your happy face. If you're going to bush, go look coconut and get jungle, you still wear your happy face. Yes, my father's children, I encourage you. Anywhere in the Bible you see the word man, it simply means man or woman. Blessed is the man. Happy is such an individual who walketh not. Now the Bible directs you where to walk. Don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. That simply means no keep no company with them. Are you following me this morning? Don't keep no company with them. Because you're not, as a child of God, you have no reason to walk into the part of sinners. no reason, because you will automatically become a blockage, an individual in such a person pathway. Happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinner. What it is to stand in the way of sinner. If I hear some person say, boy, me not come on the church because that the person there go. Look here. You must come in contact with your personal Lord and Savior. This is not a makeshift thing. You must come in contact with your personal Lord and Savior. And if you don't come in contact with Jesus Christ, then you will be the individual that will stand in the ways of sinners. And as Christian, we have no reason to stand into the way of sinner, but we should press down, shaking together, let the love, let the goodness of God run it over abundantly, so that others may see our light and glorify the Father which is in heaven. My morning walk family, this is your brother and friend, God Chief Servant, and morning walk right here. The battle belongs to you, God. Me and I'm a reasonable fight, no back on me. I tell you that. Leave the battle in the hand of the Lord. Whatever situation you're going through this time of the day, this hour, take it to the Lord in prayer. God is an awesome God. Thank you for being a part of Morning Walk this beautiful morning. Join us again on Sunday morning for Sunday Morning Gospel Mix. Monday. Monday is going to be prayer. Saturday is the first day of October. If Saturday is your church day, go to church. Don't stay from church. I'm going to fix up my face. I'm going to fix up my ear. I'm going to run the road. Go to church. God bless my father's children.